Good evening, said the little prince, speculatively.
Good evening, said the snake.
On which planet have I fallen? Asked the little prince.
On Earth, in Africa, replied the snake.
Oh, is there no one on Earth?
This is the desert. There is no one in the deserts. The Earth is big, said the snake.
The little prince sat down on a stone and raised his eyes to the night sky. I wonder, he said, if the stars always shine so everyone has a chance one day to find their own. Look, my planet, just above us.
How far away it is. It is beautiful, said the snake. And what exactly are you doing here?
I've had problems with a flower, said the little prince.
Ah,
said the snake. And they fell silent. Where are the people? Said the little prince at last. It's a little lonely in the desert.
One is also alone among people, commented the snake.
The little prince looked at him for a long time. You're a strange beast, he said at last, thin as a baby's finger.
But I am stronger than the finger of a king, said the snake.
The little prince smiled. You're not that strong. You don't even have legs. You can't walk anywhere.
I could carry you further than any ship, said the snake.
And he wrapped himself around the little prince's ankle like a golden bracelet.
He whom I touch, I return to the earth from which he came, he intoned. But you're uncorrupted and come from a star.
The little prince said nothing.
I pity you, so weak on this stony world. I could always help you if you ever miss your planet too much. I believe I could.
Yes, I know what, sighed the little prince. Why do you always speak in riddles?
I solve all riddles, said the snake.
And they fell silent again.
What is it you are looking for?
I'm looking for people, said the little prince. What is the meaning of tame?
People, said the fox, have guns, and they hunt with them. It's very annoying, believe me.
But they also raise chickens. In fact, that's the only good thing about them.
Are you looking for chickens?
No, said Little Prince. I'm looking to find friends. What does tame mean?
It's a thing too often forgotten, said the fox.
It means to unite in need.
To unite in need?
Yes, said the fox. You're just another little boy to me now, like 100,000 others.
I don't need you, and you don't need me either.
I'm just another wild fox to you, similar to 100,000 other foxes.
But if you tame me, then we'll need each other. You'll be special to me. I'll be special to you. Unique in all the world.
I'm beginning to understand now, said the little prince.
There's a flower. I think she's tamed me.
Possible, said the fox.
One sees all sorts of things on this earth.
Oh, it's not on earth, said the little prince.
The fox seemed intrigued.
On another planet, then?
Yes, on another planet.
Oh. Are there any hunters on this planet?
No, there aren't.
Interesting. And chickens?
No, neither.
Oh. Nothing is perfect,
grumbled the fox. But the fox soon came back to his idea.
My life is really quite dull. I hunt the chickens, and the people hunt me. All chickens are alike, and all people are alike. It's all rather a bore. But if you were to tame me, my life would be like sunshine. I'd know the sound of footsteps that were different from all the others. The others always drive me underground. But your steps would call me out of my burrow, like music.
Look up at the sky tonight. Ask yourself, did the sheep eat the flower or not? And you'll see how everything changes. And no grown-up will ever understand that it matters so very, very much. But if you travel one day to Africa, to the desert, I beg you, don't hurry. Wait a little under that star. And if a child comes to you, and if he laughs, and if he has golden hair, and if he never answers any questions, you'll know who it is. Do be so kind. Don't let me be sad anymore. Write me quickly and tell me he's come back.
The Little Prince by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. Translated and told by Michal O'Shea. Dramaturgy by David Urban. Music written and the audiobook produced by Stenek Berry Beran. Berry Music Production.
I'm sorry.